Community Radio, KOCI. We're going to make another attempt here with Senator Brad Hawkins. Can you hear me now, Senator?
I can hear you, Jeff.
Oh, my goodness.
Great to be with you.
Miracle of miracles. Great to have you this morning. So sorry for the challenges there, and thank you so much for hanging with us. I know things are busy for you. We wasted a little bit of time, and I want to get right to it. You have some cutoff dates, some other deadlines that are looming. What's going on with that, and how does that impact what your efforts are?
Well, this the whole legislative session is based on these key cutoffs and for rigorous calendar schedule for bills to make it out of their committee by a certain date, bills to make it out of their full chamber by a certain date. And this upcoming Wednesday, tomorrow, March 8th, is probably the most significant deadline in the whole legislature, other than actually adjourning the whole session on time. But this March 8th deadline is the date that Senate bills need to pass the Senate. And bills that were originated in the House of Representatives need to pass the House of Representatives in order to continue on in the process. I already have one of my bills over in the Senate, but most members, both in the House and the Senate, are kind of scrambling to see if they can advance their bills past this key stage. And once we get past this stage, the Senate goes back to their committees to consider House bills that pass the House, and will be working their way through the committee process. And then the House will be going back into the committee phase to consider Senate bills that will have hearings before House committees. So it's kind of a significant date coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, to say the least. Now, we actually had in the news today your strong support on the passage of Senate Bill 5536. That had bipartisan support for the most part.
It did, but it was kind of a mixed bag. So this is the bill related to the state Supreme Court's 2021 Blake decision on drug possession. If you'll recall, a woman had drugs in her jeans, and she said she was borrowing the jeans from a friend. She didn't realize she was actually in possession of the drugs. And so ultimately that case made it all the way to the state Supreme Court, and the state Supreme Court struck down Washington's felony drug possession law. And so back then, the legislature was scrambling. We implemented a temporary fix related to drug possession, but that temporary law expires in July of this year. So the big issue for this legislature is to try to figure out what to do with drug possession. And many of my Democratic colleagues want to essentially legalize drug possession. Republican colleagues, we want to continue kind of trying to restore what the state Supreme Court struck down. So there's a huge effort to try to compromise, and that is essentially what this bill did, 5536.
Mm-hmm. And then police pursuit is another issue that we've been hearing a lot about, and I know you all have been working on in Olympia. But what's coming down the pike here seems to be quite a diluted opportunity for our law enforcement officers.
Yeah, I think it is. Basically, I think the effort after trying to restore vehicular pursuits for law enforcement, basically, it's probably going to come down to some sort of study proposal. While studying something is not a bad thing, I am probably not going to be able to support that because I think we need to restore what options the law enforcement officers had available prior to the original police reform bills from a few years ago. Unfortunately, you just never know how these things are going to take shape. That particular vehicle pursuits bill is really being developed in the House of Representatives. Unlike this drug possession bill in the Senate, both the Republicans and Democrats are really involved in that. And by the way, I do believe the drug possession bill, while it's not everything that I would have wanted, it does sort of strike the right balance between having a helping hand of compassion and a heavier hand of accountability. Because what this bill does, what we all negotiated, is if people possess drugs, they have first the option to participate in pretrial diversion steps and get the treatment they need. But if they can't do that, then they have punishment in the criminal justice system and ultimately jail time. that sort of represents a true compromise, and that's what we passed. With vehicle pursuits, I think it will likely not represent a compromise, and so we'll either have to start over with the bill in the Senate or just accept what the House passed. Now, in the end, on both this bill, vehicle pursuits, or any other piece of legislation, including the budgets, both the House and the Senate need to agree on the same bill in order for it to advance to the governor. So even if the Senate says, well, on vehicle pursuits, we're just going to change up the bill, one, that's going to be hard to do because that committee chair we talked about before in the Senate wants to block the whole thing. But even if we could do that in the Senate, we still need to get the House to agree on any of our changes. So that's when you really get into not only the give and take between the parties in one chamber, but ultimately a grand compromise across chambers, House and Senate. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the governor could get involved too, and then you have to get agreement by all three sides.
One of your bills that seems to be, you know, making strides is Senate Bill 5670. Where are you with the walking start to running start opportunity for students?
Yeah, I know, walking start to running start. I'm really trying hard to get that out of the Senate. So this is another bill that's subject to this March 8th cutoff tomorrow. Unfortunately, I got some bad news, I think. Of all people, occasionally there's a person here, a person there that isn't crazy about the bill. And you can work through that because there's 49 members in the state Senate. Well, in this case, I think the Senate Majority Leader has reservations about this bill after all the online opportunities for high school students. The bill has a lot of support, but with one or two key people not eager to see it pass the Senate, I don't know if I'll get it out tomorrow by the deadline. But fortunately, the regional sports complex bill that would allow the communities, whatever communities decide to partner together to form a public facility district, that bill is advancing in the House.
All right. So we just take these wins and losses as they come. That's all we can do.
It kind of is what it is. Yeah. And ultimately, you have to be willing to compromise. On the bigger things, especially with the makeup of our current legislature, you have to be willing to compromise. On the drug possession bill, for example, that is a true compromise. On the vehicle pursuits, it's probably so watered down, I'm not even going to support it. It's not really kind of a compromise process. But you take your wins and losses, and it's the wild world of sausage making over here in Olympia.
That's a good way to put it. Senator Brad Hawkins, still lots of session to come. If your constituents would like to make contact with you, share their thoughts and feelings, what's the best way to go about that?
The best way is through my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org. People can reach out and actually contact me through my website form, and that will go to me and my staff. But also people can check up on email newsletters or from my recent news releases. We can get links to resources where people can track bills. So I really encourage people to go to senatorbradhawkins.org and contact us if they have any questions at all. My office exists to serve people, and I really appreciate the people from Chelan, Manson area, and all the other KOZI listeners. So please reach out.
All right. Senator Brad Hawkins, thank you so much, and thanks for your patience as we worked out the gremlins. Got those out.
Well, yeah, what would a community connection be if we didn't actually have to make a connection? And
that's
you
right.
Ultimately made it happen,
yes.
Jeff, so thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your time, sir. Senator Brad Hawkins joining us for a community connection.